Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The yearning for independence in Ireland goes back to the 17th century, at least.
For a people who have endured Viking raids, Cromwell's wars, famine, plague, and centuries of bloody uprisings, independence and home rule are matters of national pride.
On one hand, the banking crisis in Ireland is a purely economic story. A country falters during a worldwide recession and needs a bailout to get back on track.
On the other hand, it's having to go before Britain with cap in hand. Not quite the fabled luck of the Irish.
You should have the luck of the Irish.
John Lennon was English, you know.
But he wasn't the bad kind. The Irish Dilemma on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. You made it. It is Friday, November 19th.
So you're going to answer all of those bad kind of Brit emails over the weekend?
Well, I would imagine a lot of people think Cromwell would qualify as bad kind, don't you think? I mean, Cromwell.
We're going to talk about the cultural roots of this financial crisis in Ireland later on in the program.
Yeah, it's never pure economics, is it?
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. In the past few minutes, President Obama touched down in Portugal, where he faces 2 days of tough questions from allies. It's a NATO summit. Leaders are expected to endorse a plan to gradually turn combat responsibility over to the Afghan army by 2014, a date Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell is already calling a target date.
It does not mean that all U.S. or coalition forces would necessarily be gone by that date. There may very well be the need for forces to remain in country, albeit hopefully at smaller numbers.
Get it? Soft target there. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan, Staffan de Mistura, tells our partner, the BBC, Afghan forces should be ready by 2014.
The Afghans are fighters. Of course, they would not be the perfect soldier that the West may be dreaming of. But in fact, they can stand up.
Tomorrow, it's a meeting with the European Union where President Obama will be pressed on his decision for more stimulus spending when many European countries are cutting back.
Joining us now from Lisbon is New York Times Paris Bureau Chief Stephen Erlinger. Good morning.
Morning.
So are we expecting this to be yet another tough international meeting with President Obama? Are other NATO allies expecting to press him on that Afghan pullout date?
I think they've pretty much resolved it in advance. NATO is a bunch of countries, and it works by consensus. They're not asking much from NATO. I mean, mostly NATO allies would like to be done with Afghanistan. They're there because they declared an Article 5 collective defense of a member after 9/11. And they understand they just can't leave, but they do want to transition to peacekeeping as fast as they can. In some ways, it's cover for Obama not to bring American troops out as soon as perhaps he had wanted. I mean, if you're going to do a transition by the end of 2014, that's quite a long ways away.
That is New York Times Paris Bureau Chief Stephen Erlinger. Thanks so much.
Before he left for Lisbon, President Obama pushed Senate Republicans for a vote on the START nuclear treaty with Russia. He said it was the most important thing facing the lame duck Congress. And House Democrats plan to extend middle-class tax cuts while letting those for the wealthy expire in the lame duck session. Republicans expected to block the plan.
A teary-eyed Congressman Charles Rangel became the first House member in nearly three decades to be recommended for censure.
Mistakes were made that I assume responsibility for.
The New York congressman was found guilty this week of 11 violations of House rules. And General Motors stock was up 3.6% on the first day of its IPO. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down right now. The Dow starts at 11,181. The S&P at 1,196. The Nasdaq at 2,514. Later on this hour, we'll talk to two-time Oscar nominee Miranda Richardson. She has two films coming out in theaters today, Maiden Dagenham and one about a boy wizard, some kind of odd fantasy thing.
The kid with glasses,
yeah,
right?
The scar.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up, we talk to Brigadier General Jeffrey Buchanan about life for the 50,000 American troops still stationed in Iraq.